Statewide recognition also belongs to Zach's next candidate interview, former Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation CEO, Missy Hughes.
Missy Hughes, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to see you.
So for voters who don't know you, introduce yourself and tell us why you're running for governor.
Yeah, so I'm a mother of three. I've lived in Wisconsin since almost 2000, and we raised our family here, my husband and I, working for Organic Valley. And I worked for Organic Valley for 17 years. And then Governor Evers asked if I was interested in running economic development for the state. So for the last 6 years, I was the head of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
Is there a single issue that drives you, or perhaps a lane within the party that helps define you?
You know, it's all about the economy and building a strong economy for all Wisconsinites. That's what I did for years working at Organic Valley, helping farmers stay on their farms, and then at WEDC, building an economy, whether it was in Milwaukee or Anago or Superior, all around the state, working with communities and businesses so that everyday Wisconsinites can succeed.
How much money do you think you need to raise in order to win this primary?
Oh, you know, the money factor in politics is really interesting, and I have an incredible network. I think that the race is going to be anywhere between $2 or $3 million for the primary, but, you know, I'm just guessing. I'm not sure that I have the best answer for that. I can tell you that headed into the general, which is what I'm focused on, it is going to be an incredible race. All eyes of the nation are going to be on Wisconsin.
For you personally, how do you define the difference between negative campaigning against a member of your own party versus just defining the differences between two candidates?
You know, I'm excited that Wisconsin has a lot of choices for the Democratic primary, and my goal is to make sure that Wisconsinites know my story. I have a story that is fresh and different. I've never run for office before. I'm the only one who is from outside of Madison or Milwaukee, so I have a lot to say about myself, and I'm going to be focused on telling my story.
For primary voters who are tuning in right now, should they be looking for the candidate where they align most closely on the issues, or should they be thinking about electability?
You know, as a Wisconsinite, I want to make sure that we keep the governor's seat blue and that we have someone who can lead the state and be successful in building an economy for the state. And that's why, just as a citizen of Wisconsin, I'm focused on electability and making sure that we get the right candidate winning in November.
For this Democratic primary, most of the candidates have connections to Madison or Milwaukee, Southeast Wisconsin, or you know, even your position ties you to Madison. What's your goal to reach the rest of the state and let people know that you can connect with those other areas?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I live in Western Wisconsin. So I am from outside of Madison and Milwaukee. I have worked all around the state. We've had impact in all 72 counties. So, you know, whether it's a small business in Washburn that we've supported or Milwaukee Tool or Fiserv in downtown Milwaukee, we've had impact all around the state. And so I can speak to creating a statewide coalition that carries the day next November.
What will be the impact of Donald Trump on this election?
You know, I think what we're really seeing is just a devastation in the economy. As I'm talking to businesses, they are pulling back. They're not rehiring people. They're stopping investments. And as I'm talking to everyday Wisconsinites, they are struggling to make ends meet. This is all because of Donald Trump's policies. This is a man-made crisis that we are in right now. You know, looking at what's happening with the farmers out in Western Wisconsin, we saw farmers plowing under soybeans, which is insanity. And now Donald Trump is offering a bailout to try to make up for his failed policies and, again, this man-made crisis that he has created.
All right. Missy Hughes, thanks for your time.
Thank you.